one of those rare classes where you are actually communicated to as if you are God. You are an unlimited being. You are an unlimited being. You are an unlimited being born into flesh to materialize as best you can the great joy and spontaneity of your nature. You are a being unlimited by nature, born into flesh to materialize as best you can the great joy and spontaneity of your nature. You have a sane mind, and that sane mind is the light in which you stand revealed. Your own sane mind is the light in which you are revealed. Your own sane mind will reveal you to you. Your own sane mind will reveal you to you. I love it. And everybody that wants to see you can see you. Anybody that wants to see you can see you. It's time for us to see through the love that we have been given. It's time for us to see through the love that we have been given. Because you are asking for the light. Did you know that the Course says light means understanding? So we're asking for the understanding. We're asking for the understanding. So deep down in your heart, when you ask for the light, you're asking for understanding. Now, you should be rolling in dough. You should be just rolling in dough. There shouldn't be any thought of lack anywhere in your mind, anyhow, because you are abundant, whether you know it or not. You are abundant, whether you know it or not. You are abundant, whether you know it or not. You are rich, whether you know it or not. You are rich, whether you know it or not. You are rich, whether you know it or not. You are rich, whether you know it or not. You are rich. I am rich, whether I know it or not. I am rich. I am rich, whether I know it or not. I am rich. Can I get one big? So, keep breathing, keep relaxing. We're not in a hurry. Say something positive about you. Say something loving about you. You are innocent. How smoky, smart, spiritual. So what we're going to do, I'm going to say a few of the Course in Miracles workbook lessons for about a minute as part of the chant warm up. This is just some of the Course in Miracles lessons. Just let them go through you any way you want to. Nothing I see means anything. Nothing I see means anything. Next one is, I have given everything I see all the meaning that it has for me. Thanks, I needed that. You too? Mm-hmm. I am not noticing the fact that there's a camera at all. I'm not the least bit aware that I'm being videoed. No idea about that. So, tonight's class is going to be on a section that totally inspires me because it's mind-boggling. Okay, so I'm going to tell you right now, your mind is going to get messed up. Okay? I'm telling you, let's just go ahead and say, okay, this is going to be a Course twist tonight. You're going to resist like a mother. You really are. You're going to do some serious resisting. I bet you. Some of us are going to do a little test. Some of us say, y'all open-minded.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to find out. It's called Finding the Present. And we know the only rules to a Course in Miracles class is what? You don't have to believe it. So you don't have to believe it. But this is deep. It's on page 250. Everybody ready?
In the text.
Okay, in the text. On 250. And I'm going to take the course really slow, because it's awesome when it's slow. Because really all the sentences are nothing but universal laws. That's all they are. It sounds like sentences, but they're just universal laws. Okay. Like, for instance, this one. To perceive truly is to be aware of all reality through the awareness of your own. So if you're going to see anything truly, you become aware of everything that is real by becoming aware of everything that is real in you. Now, if you're going to get in touch with everything that's real in you, then you can't have any illusions that can rise up to meet your sight. Because, see, really having really love and real truth, the Course says that doesn't leave no room for error. If you want to have the real deal, it doesn't leave any room for error. And so the only thing that keeps you from having real love are the illusions that have arisen to meet your awareness. So it's the illusion that's keeping you from having what's real. Everything, the only thing standing in the way of what you want is all the stuff you've made up. The only thing that's standing between you and what you want is everything you've made up. That's the illusion that rises up to meet our awareness. It says, because I can't be aware of all reality until I'm aware of my reality. And I can't be aware of my reality if I got a whole lot of false ideas about myself. But that makes total sense. Okay. Then it goes on to say, this means, and this is the part that gets hard, y'all. It says, this means that you perceive a brother, or I'll put it this way. This means you perceive a person only as you see that person right now. So if you want to see me correctly, you have to see me right now. Because if you see me any other time other than right now, you're just making up a me that you've seen. Because I ain't that. See, when I said it, it makes perfect sense, but we do it all the time. We actually think we're in communication with people who aren't there. We'll actually have conversations about people in our head and then change our mind about them based on what we're telling ourselves. The person has been nowhere included in the whole shebang. You go, I like you, and I talk myself into not liking you 15 minutes later, and you're not even around. Something is wrong with that counter. That's what the book is. This is a deep section. I was going to do one of those sage sections that I had done a million times since I was going to be videoed. You know, one of them sections that you know so good just that you can really just show out. But I was bored with it. Had done it too many times. I couldn't get no juice up about it. And then I turned to this page here and I went, oh man, this is awesome. I haven't done this one before in a long time. And I know in the past it's caused me a ride of consciousness. So I want to. I want to go because it's going to make so much sense it's going to drive you crazy, okay? I'll say it again. Let's take this really slow. It says, do you want to see correctly? Yes. Well, could you see correctly if you got a lot of false ideas in your awareness? No. So if I really want to see correctly, it doesn't leave any room for errors. No. So how do I start? Well, this means I got to see you only as I see you now. That means that your past really doesn't have any reality right now. So I can't see your past. When I look at you, I can't see your past. Your past doesn't have any reality to me right now. There's nothing about your past that would be real to me unless you told me something about it. So your past actually doesn't exist to nobody but you. Isn't that deep? Thank God. So therefore, if I really want to see you, then I have to see you without the past. So really, since I don't know you that well, I'm seeing you without the past in a sense right now. So I'm really seeing you the most objective, pure way I could possibly see you is when I see you as a stranger. Wow. Ain't that deep? Ain't that deep? You're seeing who they honestly are in a sense, more like when they're a stranger, because you don't know nothing about their past. Right. And then it's once you get to know them is when you stop seeing them. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Of course, in miracles, it's deep, ain't it? That's what somebody just said back to you. You know what I'm saying? He's like, this is deep stuff, man. Okay. Say I'm back out here like open to relationships. You know, I'm not in a primary special kind of relationship, right? So I'm having, so this is like the ultimate dating guy. It is, don't you think?
Yeah.
Say, when you see her at the club, remember her past doesn't have any reality right now, so you really can't see what she did to her last boyfriend. So the Course says, My past reaction to you is also not there. Right? The way I reacted to you yesterday isn't here today. So if I'm reacting to you the way you were yesterday, then I'm just seeing an image of you that I made up, and I'm looking at an image of you that I cherish instead of you. So every time I look at something I think you did in the past, I'm looking at the image of you that I cherish more than you, because I'd rather look at you in terms of the past than look at you as you are right now. So when I'm all really just into what I think you did to me in the past, I'm really in love with the image I made up. And I don't even love you. No. Why? Because I'd rather side with my perception of you based on what I've experienced in the past than side with the you you are right now that's getting the chance to be born again. So that's how I know I love the illusion of you more than I love you, because you are right there. And I'm just choosing to remember what you did yesterday. So I'm cherishing the illusion of you more than you. So I couldn't possibly be perceiving correctly, because I'm looking at something that's not there. You're my reaction to you from the past. So you in front of me, and I'm not even seeing you. That's insane. That's insane. You stand up there, I don't see you, and then everything that's not you, I'm looking at. The past. Well, if you don't use your past experience in which to judge how to deal with somebody right now, how you gonna keep somebody from just messing over you? You know, I trust you right now. I don't know what you like. You might hurt me. So it's easier for me to be suspicious of you than just to be wide open and defenseless to you. So that's what I believe about you, and then that's what I draw out of you, and then I think I'm right, and then I don't never trust anybody. Because I don't realize all I'm drawing out of people is what I'm asking for. And if that same person that give me hell is the same person that's giving somebody else heaven. Don't that just make you mad? That's if it's somebody used to be mad. The last thing you want to know that they happen without you. If you break up and they never call back. That's a sign they're having a good time where they are. You only try to run back to the past when your present isn't satisfied. So anybody that's always thinking about the past is somebody that's very unhappy. Isn't it? You know what I'm saying? If you'd be so busy enjoying the present moment, you wouldn't have time to think about what happened to you last week. I can't even remember what happened to me last week, because every day is so full, I don't have time enough to think about yesterday. That's deep. That's a new experience for me. I'm so used to living in the past, I started to be an archaeologist. I thought about this seriously. Anybody that loves the past as much as me, I need to be an archaeologist. That's what I need to be. Okay. But it just didn't work out that way, you know, because my daddy was a giraffe. You know, we always blame our childhood. My daddy was a giraffe. That's why I'm like the way I am. I'm him today. I love to blame the past. Let's stop blaming the past. Bag that past up. Some of y'all get it, some of y'all go, what the hell? What? You need to sing some lines. Well, okay. So you have to go slow with the chords, because it's like medicine, you know what I'm saying? And when we can laugh, we can take it down a lot easier. But we got serious about this. We all be unconscious by now. Okay. So in your questioning of illusions, in your questioning your fears, in you questioning your problem, ask yourself if it's really sane to perceive what was as if it's what's right now. Is it sane for you to keep on seeing your past as if it's happening right now? Is it sane for you to keep on seeing your past as if it's happening right now? Question. Is it sane to keep on seeing what was as if it's right now?
No!
Okay. Thank you! Thank you! So if you remember the past, as you look at a person, you will be unable to perceive the reality that is now. If you want to see what's happening right now, You cannot be focusing on the past when you look at somebody. If you want to know what's going on right now, you can't think of the past. If you want to know what's happening right now, you can't think of your past learning, because your past learning is going to define this moment, and you won't see what's really happening. You'll just be seeing your definitions. That's all we see all day. It's our definitions. That's all we see is definitions. All of us make up definitions for everything, don't we? Yeah. We call it our interpretation. And that's all we see. So the book is saying, if you really want to see the person as they are now, you got to let go of how you learn to see them. Because the way you learn to see them is wrong. Then I go, well, how can you tell the way you learn to see them is wrong? You don't like nobody. There ain't really a deep issue here. You know, if we were seeing each other correctly, we'd sit next to each other when we came in the room. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like the more I study the course, the more I think I'm retarded. Supposed to be like bringing me into the universal knowledge of God, and I feel so stupid. Because it's like, it's so obvious truths. Of course I can't see who you are right now if I'm thinking of you in terms of everybody I ever met before you. Of course not. Of course I can't see you right now if I think you're the last person I was with, which you're not, because you're another person. Alright, that was one paragraph. Any questions? Any comments? And if you ask me something that I don't want to answer, I just won't. So we know the rules. Anybody got a question? Okay. No problem. Was that cool? Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. All right. So do you know me then?
No.
Absolutely not. You don't know me? I'm more fun than you can imagine. This is just as much out of me as you asking for. I got a lot more to give, but I can't give you no more than you asked for. And whatever I give you at any given moment is what you're asking for. And so is everyone else. Whew, that's deep. That's deep. So stop treating yourself badly through other people. You know what I'm saying? It's like, stop using everybody else to claw for you. And blaming them for what you asked them to do. Right. It's deep, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, I'm going to go to paragraph 2. I gave y'all a chance to filibuster or something, but okay, y'all serious. We're going to go back. We're going to go, okay? You ever seen people that are so spiritual that they're not no earthly good? Okay. Now, he says, you consider it natural to use your past experience as the reference point from which to judge the present. I'm used to using my past experience as the reference point of how to judge what's going on right now. My past experience tells me I'm in the church and that I'm sitting in the sanctuary. See what I'm saying? So I use my past experience as a reference point to tell me what's going on right now. He says, but let me tell you something. Using your past experience as a reference point to define where you are right now is delusional. You know why? Because when you learn how to look on anybody and everybody without any reference to the past at all, either his past or your past as you see it, then you'll be able to learn from what you see right now. You won't be able to learn from what you see right now until you're no longer using a reference point from the past so that you can let right now teach you what's happening right now. The past doesn't have to teach you what's happening right now. Right now can teach you what's happening right now. And since right now can teach you what's happening right now, what you will be seeing will be more accurate, because right now wouldn't be based on some reference point based on something that's not happening right now. Did anybody understand that? I did. See, I act like right now couldn't give me the information I need to deal right now. So I had to bring everything from my past into now to try to get an understanding of what's going on. And he's saying, no, that's stupid. If you really want to know what's going on right now, take a look at right now. Without any of your reference from the past, so that right now can show you what's happening right now. Because right now, maybe somebody's treating me better right now than people treated me in the past. But since I won't be right now, I won't even see I'm being treated better because I'm too busy worrying about when they're going to mistreat me in the future. And so I'm overlooking that they're treating me good right now. I'm so busy planning on the screw up in the future, I'm not even, oh, I'm overlooking the fact they just took me out for pizza. I'm going to talk about pizza tonight, but you don't know he's going to be doing this.
I gotta watch him, you know.
Anybody relate?
Yeah.
Notice that even though we look different, we all related. Because we all do the same things. We just do it at different times. And that makes us think we're different. We just do the same thing at different times. I'm happy today, you sad today. Right? You can't understand why I'm sad, because you positive falsely. So you're false positive, you know. You know, false positive people. They're really positive as long as things are going their way. As long as it's going according to their script, then they're really happy. But they can't handle any kind of adversity. They completely lose all their positivity the minute something go wrong. That's false positive. You know. Okay, let's go. You ready? All right. How will you learn from what you're looking at right now when you are no longer using a past reference point when you're dealing with a person? So if I really want to have a whole new relationship, then I've got to make sure that I keep in my mind at all times that anybody that I would see right now is not the person I used to see. So those are the steps y'all to say, Joe, when you're sitting at the table. You are not my past, and I'm not your past. And you are not my past, and I'm not your past. I'm a Rupertian. I'm not your past. Are you with me? At the very least, you think that person was interesting. You probably said, come on, sit down. You know, I want to hear some more of this conversation. When you have learned to look on everybody with no reference at all to the past, either their past or yours as you see it, you'll be able to learn from what you see right now. For the past can cast no shadow to darken the present unless you are afraid of right now. The reason why your past is keeping your present from really being cool is that you are afraid of being right now. You are afraid of right now. Because right now is when that bill needs to be paid. It's really funny when you think about it. You know? Oh, sometimes what's happening with me lately is that I've gone through to some other level of consciousness that I don't quite understand yet. And I'm still discovering who I am. And all I know is I'm a lot more fun than the other ones. And this one attracts a lot more cool experiences than the other Earl. I'm so glad I killed him off. Okay. Really, he had a cool death. It really was. Had a little funeral for him and everything. Poured a little beer on him. All right, okay. That's deep. This book is telling us, you know, the reason why you concentrate on your past and the past so much is that you are afraid of living your life right now. You need an excuse not to get into action now. And the excuse not to express yourself right now is all the stuff you tell yourself about yourself from the past that makes you feel inadequate. That's your excuse for not going out there and being all you can be. So you have to use the past to keep giving you excuses not to express yourself. So when you're afraid to live and you're afraid to be happy right now and you're afraid to know your power right now, you think about the past or the future all the time.
And then you use the past or the future as an excuse to immobilize you in the present, to give you some reason why you can't be all that you can be. Got it?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
So, stop being chickens. Be turkeys. You know, I'm a chicken. I am scared of now. I'm scared of now. Because now doesn't give me no excuses. There's a me and there's a now. You know, something can happen.
Yeah, something big.
But I'm waiting for somebody else to make my now happen. I'm looking for somebody who will make me, who will actually prove to me that I exist by the attention that they give me, to the exclusion of all other living beings forever. And in return, they might get some so-so loving. You know? See, I always get quiet and I talk about this special relationship stuff, boy. That's when everything get really quiet. When you say that about that, you know, how that game we play, that special relationship game, that's the stuff that run more people out of class than anything you can imagine. Tell me that I must do anything but free the person I love. Let me ask you a question. If you're that afraid to lose them, how could you possibly have them? Why is your greatest fear that the first chance somebody got, they'd run away from you? I gotta watch you. Why? Because if you have half a chance, you'll get away from me. You want to ask yourself, why do you even feel that way? Why do I even feel like somebody would be in that big of a hurry to separate from me? Why do I feel that way? Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing real can be threatened. A relationship that can be threatened wasn't real. If they can take them, you didn't have them. That's right. Nothing real can be threatened, and nothing unreal exists. And herein lies the peace of God. So, do you want real stuff that can't be threatened?
Yeah.
Bunny,
yeah.
Do you want something real that can't be threatened?
Yes.
Me too. You want to? You want the two? Anybody else want something real that can't be threatened?
Yeah.
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 Well, you late on your payments. Your reality payments are behind. What's my reality payment? Every time I meet one of you all, don't look at you from a past reference point. Don't project every relationship I ever had on you. So I can see who you are right now. And when you see who the person is right now, then you will feel so much love and so much power that you will explode into another now that's even better than that one. So only if you are afraid of right now would you choose to bring the past with you. If you are afraid of right now, you will keep bringing the past with you. And then you will hold your past up in your mind. And you look at your past and you will see your past as a dark cloud that's shrouding your brothers and sisters and concealing their reality from you. I'll say it again. This is where the Course is saying. We take the past and then we hold it up like a cloud over that person. And now that person is in that shadow of our past. Don't feel guilty about that, even though it is some low-down stuff. Y'all know that's cold. That's cold. You never even seen me before. You hate me. Just because I showed up. You know what I'm saying? You a man, I don't care. You know? That's deep, y'all. But I've done it. 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 Walk right up to people, look at them in terms of what my agenda is. And I let myself see what the agenda God has planned for us, which probably is going to be better than anything I could have possibly thought up, because I'm just going to think of the same thing I've done before again in some new flavor. That's what we call planning.
Yeah.
The course calls our plans us trying to calls our plans us trying to figure out the best way to deceive ourselves again. My plan is my brand new way I've come up to fool myself again. You know, how am I fooling myself? By making myself think my happiness is going to come from the plan. That's how I fool myself every time. Oh, as soon as I get that plan, I'll be happy now. You know, as soon as you look outside yourself, you know you're getting ready to mess up. Just as soon as you come up with, just I'm going to get that, when that's over there, when that's out there, when I get that, you know you're getting, why? Because every time you make your happiness look like it's something outside yourself, it's going to make you want to manipulate and control everything outside of you to try to get what you want. And since you're a manipulator, you attract a bunch of manipulators, and no, none of y'all get along. You know that's the truth, ain't it? You know, that's why can't nobody get along. Everybody tell me, you won't let me manipulate you. 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 If you love me, you let me manipulate you. If you love me, you let me manipulate me. You too. Oh, this body manipulation. I was manipulating last week. You need to let me manipulate you this week. You manipulate all the time. When am I going to get a chance to manipulate? I do phase manipulation. Okay. The course says you'll live long if you want to last.
Yeah.
It does. There's something about it. You can't watch getting too happy though, because if you get too happy, you'll leave your body. And so somebody just be sitting there talking to you and they saying, you know, you're down. Boy, you enjoyed that joke, didn't you? You ready? Y'all ready for another sentence or two? You don't think so, Bonnie?
I
need to go slower.
Yeah.
I'm so handicapped.
Oh,
I thought she was going to stay happy, and I thought, please don't get too happy.
That's right. She wouldn't know what to do. You passed out, she wouldn't know what to do over there. So you all make sure that y'all stay miserable enough to stay here a long time. If you want to stick around planet Earth, you got to come up with something to be afraid of so that you can stay solid. Because fear limits. And so if you want to be in a form, you want a form of limitation, you can only have a form of limitation through fear. So every time you want to have something physical, you have to keep a little bit of fear going. But since that sounds depressing, to think you would be actually forming everything out of fear, what we'll do is we'll take some of our fears and we will define them as joys.
Oh,
another
plan.
Yeah, so we'll have some fears we'll call the good fears that we like when you're on a roller coaster or something. You know, you're afraid, but you're feeling good about it. It's sort of like, a relationship. And that's the good fears, right? You see that person across the room for the first time and your heart goes, ah. You know, if you really were attuned, you realize that's where heart attack feels. You know, but you go, oh, I didn't know that was love. I knew that was love, you know. So we have some fears that we call love. And stuff like this, you know. I love you so much, if you even look at somebody else, I'll kill you. And you can go, oh, some people would react like that. Some people are so insane, they would actually go, I'm so glad you're jealous. Now I know you love me. You're afraid of losing me, so I know you love me because you're afraid of losing me. I know you love me because you're afraid. See, that's those old definitions that the Course is saying don't bring into the present moment. I love you. How do I know it? I have no fear of you. I love you. I'm not afraid of you. I love you. Ooh, I don't feel any guilt in your presence. I just feel so innocent and accepted. Woo! You must really love me. What? You encouraging me to be myself? You encouraging me to express myself? You want to know how you can support me in being more me? Wow! You must really love me. You mean you don't want me to do that with you unless it brings me peace too? Wow! You must really love me. See, it's a whole different, you know, in the now, you can respond to the love right then because it's happening right then. So it's easy to respond in a loving way when you're letting the love happen. You know, you being nice to me, it's easy for me to be nice to you right back at the time you being nice to me. But if I'm looking at you in terms of the past, I won't even see how nice you could be to me because I'm too busy looking at what I think you might do. Wow. It's so much love in your life that you don't see that it's ridiculous. It's so much love in your life that you don't see that it's ridiculous. It's all around you. Am I smacking you? Me too. I need a little butt with myself like every now and then, you know. Here we go. I'm going to give a couple more of these out. Which y'all go, woo! Woo! Woo!
Woo! Woo! Yeah!
Oh! Woo! Oh! Oh! All right. Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh!
The darkness is in you. The past is in you. That fear you feel, it's in you. But the love, the real self, the Christ, as revealed to you now, has no past. So, when someone looks at you and they are not thinking about the past, they are seeing you as you are right now. And when they see you as you are right now, they will be looking at love. They'll be looking at Christ. They'll be looking at Spirit. So when you see yourself without the things you told yourself about yourself, when you see yourself without the past that you keep telling yourself every day, when you let go of what you're telling yourself about yourself, you will finally see yourself.
All right.
Woo! Woo! Yeah. When you let go of all the stuff that you're telling yourself about yourself that doesn't make you feel good about yourself, then you will see yourself as you really are. And the Course says, do you know that what you are is so loving and what you are is so cool, and guess what? It never changes. You never stop being loved. You never stop being cool. You never stop being fantastic. The only reason why you don't know you are that way is because you're telling yourself something else and you're seeing it. And then you join with other people who feel the same way. Y'all call yourselves friends. You, my friend, you share my erroneous beliefs with me. Please share my erroneous beliefs with me. Please share my erroneous beliefs with me, and you will be my friend. So I'm going to tell you that the way you were created, you weren't created with any kind of guilt in you. You were not built with guilt. You were not built with guilt. You were not built with guilt. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
And that never changes. There is no cloud of guilt that has risen to hide you. There is no guilt that's hiding you from me, because I don't see your guilt. So I just see you. what I see. I love what I see. It feels so good to me.
Oh, I love what I see, and it looks good to me. I love what I see, and it looks good to me. I love what I see, and it looks good to me.
Now, you know, this is deep, so freak somebody out.
Look around you and say, I love what I see, and it looks good to me. I love what I see, and it looks good to me. And I love what I see, and it looks good to me. I love what I see.
So good. I feel like I'm going to get a chance to see people for the first time that I've never seen before. Because that was so true. That was so true. So, we're gonna do the love offering, Holy Spirit. I appreciate you. I appreciate you sharing with me. And I appreciate you sharing with Unity Temple. You a blessing. Incredible. That we never met each other, really.
And that we could all be cooler than we could ever imagine. Actually, everybody in this room could really be somebody that's totally honest, totally loving, would never try to hurt you. There's absolutely no one that we've ever met before. Think about that. You've been working on yourself, trying to be more loving, increase your consciousness. So it's highly unlikely that you would attract somebody to you, really, that was even worse than what you had before. It's highly unlikely. I mean, I'm not saying if you truly committed and dedicated, you couldn't do it again. Now, I'm not saying that. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
So don't be so afraid to enter into new friendships and relationships based on what you think happened in the past. Because you have changed. You have improved. You have grown. You are more aware. Your past. Your past is gone. Your real self right now, in this moment, is totally free of what happened in other moments. What happened in other moments, it's not happening in this moment. What happened to you in other moments, it's not happening in this moment. What you went through in past moments, it's not a part of this moment. This moment is free and independent of your past moments. This moment stands on its own. This moment doesn't have anything in it but what you bring into it. Don't bring your past into this moment. Stop bringing the past into this moment. If it's a fearful part of the past, stop bringing it into this moment. But remember the loving thoughts. It's okay to remember the loving thoughts. It's okay to remember the loving times. It's okay to remember anything based on love, because love never changes. So the love of the past is the love of the present, because love never ends. So any love that you have ever received, that love is alive right now. Any love that you ever received, that love is alive in this moment right now, because love never dies. So any happy thought you've ever had in your entire life, the happiness is still alive and well. Even though the form that the happiness came in may be gone, the happiness itself lives on. And if you would let go of what you think happened to you in the past that won't let you enjoy this moment right now, you would be experiencing all the love and happiness that you've ever had in your whole life in this moment right now. And that's all that you deserve. Stop being afraid of your life now. Stop being afraid of yourself. Stop playing small. Stop being afraid of yourself. Stop playing small. Stop being afraid of your greatness. Stop playing small. Stop thinking about the past and the future to keep you from being powerful now. Stop thinking about the past and the future as an excuse to stop you from being alive right now. Don't use your past to keep you from enjoying yourself right now. Stop using your past to keep you from enjoying yourself right now. Don't raise those illusions about yourself and your awareness anymore. Remember that you are free of the past. You survived your past. You outlived your past. You are stronger than your past. You are powerful. You are loved. You are loved. You have help. You have guides. You have God. You have truth. We have each other. See y'all the next time. I appreciate you.
Thank you for coming tonight. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Remember, back that past up.
Back that past up.